Hello, welcome to The Wire, where fresh coverage of independent news and current affairs from right around Australia comes to you on your local community radio station. I'm Roderick Chambers in Sydney, and coming up on the program today...
So the argument is that this makes eviction a lot easier and also, in a sense, undermines the scrapping of the no-grounds eviction.
New South Wales landlords can now renovict tenants under a loophole in the Minns government's no-grounds evictions legislation. We find out a bit more about it and will it affect you? Stay tuned for all of this and more coming up on The Wire. In late May, the New South Wales Minns government quashed the no-ground eviction process, which means landlords cannot evict a tenant with no reason. It was an election commitment the Minns government made when they entered government. Now the government has amended the Residential Tenancies Act and has added an additional reasonable grounds for eviction. One of them is called reneviction. Thomas Kutis asked Professor Alan Morris, a sociologist and professor in the Institute for Public Policy and Governments at the University of Technology, Sydney, to explain a bit more about renevictions.
Well, it's a word that's recently been developed to capture what has happened. So what happened, Thomas, is that no grounds evictions was scrapped in May 2025, and that was a major development. You know, historically, a landlord did not have to provide any reason for evicting a tenant in New South Wales, and this gave the landlord tremendous power. So the scrapping of no grounds eviction was greeted, you know, with much celebration. And new grounds for eviction were put in place. So one of the grounds was that a landlord could evict a tenant if they were going to make significant repairs or renovations to the premises. However, the landlord had to provide a written statement that this was going to happen and also at least one accompanying piece of evidence, like a quote from a builder, a development application, etc. And for some reason, due to the property lobby being very powerful, that clause, the second clause that they provide evidence, was scrapped. So the argument is that this makes eviction a lot easier and also, in a sense, undermines the scrapping of the no-grounds eviction.
So the New South Wales government back in late June created this loophole for this. Just expand a bit on it.
I mean, what they did was they just scrapped that that the landlord has to provide a piece of evidence besides a written statement. So what it does make it a lot easier for a landlord to, you know, a dishonest landlord just to claim that he's going to renovate. Of course, you know, to prove that he hasn't renovated will require a fair amount of surveillance. So then the landlord, so that once the landlord, once the tenant moves out, that's it in a way, you know, and then the landlord might embark on renovations or they might not, you know, and but by that time, of course, the tenant has moved out.
There have been problems where landlords have evicted a tenant for no reason and the tenant has breached the agreement by leaving the property early during the lease. Is this still a problem that's going on or has it calmed down lately?
So that's a difficult question. I think most, as far as I'm aware, you know, most tenants stay in the property as long as possible. Now, with the rental vacancy rate at around 1%, very, 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 very few tenants leave voluntarily because they know that if they leave, they would battle to find an alternative property, especially if they're low income. You know, if you're a low income renter and you lose your rental property, you could find yourself homeless. It's very difficult to access the rental property, especially if you're reliant on government benefits, for example. You know, landlords much prefer to have a tenant who's got, say, a significant income.
So what other shortcomings will come out of this?
Well, look, I think the other shortcoming, as we've noted, is the tribunal is still quite weak. There's not much discretion. So in other words, you know, if a tenant goes to the tribunal and appeals an eviction on the basis of a hardship, etc., as long as the landlord has followed the requirements, the legal requirements, it's very difficult for the tribunal to turn over the eviction order. Also, if the tenant is trying to prove that the termination was motivated by retaliation, that's a very difficult thing to prove.
Professor Alan Morris, sociologist and professor in the Institute for Public Policy and Governance at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking there with Thomas Kutis.